Notes from the Ministry of Health Workshop, 13 June. The Co-Design Group held the final in a series of workshops in Wellington on 13 June to finalise a high-level design for a new disability support system. At our last workshop, Co-Design members gave feedback on the ministerial group meeting. We reviewed the high-level design and cabinet paper. We looked at draft roadmap of work program going forward. The group reflected on co-design process. We had a korero with Y. Campbell. Ministerial group meeting and presentation of high-level design. At the beginning of the day, members of the co-design group provided updates about what happened since the last workshop. It was an opportunity for the sector co-design members to tell the group about their experience at the ministerial group meeting. The five co-design group members who presented to Ministers Adams, Tolley, Woodhouse, Nardo and Wagner were Shane McEnroe, Helen Tutow, Lawrence Chock, Jade Farrar and Jerry Pomeroy. They were really positive about the meeting. They said the ministers were so interested in what we had to say. We weren't the disabled people. They were genuinely interested and respected us as a project team. There was a shift from the beginning when it was quite scripted to it then morphing into a real conversation. There were challenging questions, but the energy was right. The conversation flowed. It was a good experience for us. It felt like they were beginning to think about the investment. I felt like we really achieved something that night. Reviewed the high-level design and the cabinet paper. The team reviewed the updated high-level design following the last workshop. You'll remember this included further work on funding allocation and team roles, language and names. The co-design group also reviewed the draft cabinet paper and its accompanying visual showing the high-level design. Draft high-level roadmap of work program. The co-design group then looked at the high-level roadmap for the work going forward, including what needs to be done before this can be implemented in mid-central detailed design. What policy and legislation needs to be changed? Who do we need to engage with across the sector and when? What and who do we need to communicate with? What do we need to do to support and manage the change with different groups, for example, disabled people, whānau, providers, government agencies, NASCs, community? What do we need to do to ensure people can continue to receive their current support during the transition if it meets their needs? Reflected on co-design process. As this was our final workshop, the group then reflected on what they felt was the benefit from the co-design process. People said, speaking from the perspective of a disabled person, the process has allowed us to contribute in a really equal way and helped to build our confidence to engage. I feel confident bringing disabled people's views to the table. Everybody has worked in collaboration and partnership, so the power has not sat with a single group or a single person. It was good to be able to address issues from my personal experience. Going into the future, Māori identity and the issue of natural supports will be heard. I really like the challenge of sharing perspectives with the group and having those crunchy discussions that changed the way we interacted. Having a clear vision on moving forward with a solid foundation for families. Personally, I'm going to be able to create a life for my daughter and we will all be able to have good lives. Enjoyed watching disabled people taking charge. It really challenged my own personal preconceptions. I made a conscious decision to step back. I was there to support. The power of groupthink, not just sitting around having conversations, problem-solving, and getting on with it. For me, it was about learning and letting go of the process to truly allow co-design to happen and being able to trust everybody coming together to determine what the high-level design should be. Korero with Y. Campbell. The last hour of our workshop was a brief facilitated process with Y. Campbell, a parent of a unique child, in Y.'s words. Y. took the group through a creative and organic process of whakawhānau ngā tangata, connections and genealogy through the process of mihi-mihi, introductions and sharing, while introducing the concept and framework of Te Heke, Māori health models. The group was thrown into the deep end by being asked to express their whakapapa, or genealogy, and who they were, in pairs, and then present back to the group using a sound and symbol to represent their kōrero, or talk. We then broke into male and female groups for discussion of the framework, with each group selecting four elements of the eight elements of Te Whēke, and our individual and collective understandings and its application and demonstration in our own lives. Over the next month, we'll be working on taking the high-level design to Cabinet. We will be in contact again towards the end of July 2017. If you have any questions, please contact us through stfeedback@moh.govt.nz. Sasha O'Day, Program Lead, System Transformation. That concludes Notes from the Workshop of 13 June, narrated by Joe Gilfillan, in the Parnell Studios of the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind.